We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Miranda MP Eleni Petinos has been dumped from Cabinet amid bullying allegations. In a statement on Sunday evening, Premier Dominic Perrottet said he spoke with Ms. Petinos after further matters concerning her were raised. The Daily Telegraph on Friday revealed staff claims that the Fair Trading Minister oversaw an unsafe work environment in which she used the words retarded and stupid towards an employee. The Telegraph also revealed seven staff had left their employment since December when she was first promoted to a ministerial position. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take our subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take our subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A gas shortage in New South Wales and southern states will force the closure of businesses and further drive up the cost of living unless exporters increase supply to the domestic market for next year, according to an alarming report. Australia's competition watchdog has warned of a significant energy shortfall in 2023 because gas companies are selling excess supply overseas instead of negotiating with domestic retailers and businesses in good faith. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has urged producers to do the right thing by Australians and supply more of their uncontracted or excess gas to the domestic market to cover the projected 56 petajoule shortfall next year, which is equivalent to 10% of demand. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australia's tax on beer is on the rise again, with the biggest increase in more than three decades set to be passed on to pubs and beer lovers. Pressure is already mounting on the Albanese government to slash the excess on drought beer in its October budget as Aussies face a cost of living crunch. Brewers Association of Australia Chief Executive John Preston said today's biannual indexation had resulted in the tax rising 4%, or the biggest increase in over 30 years. And in sport, a former Cronulla Sharks footballer has been awarded $38,000 in legal costs following a botched police investigation into a crash involving his black Range Rover. Greg Mullen, who rose to fame in the 70s and 80s playing centre for Cronulla and the Canterbury Bulldogs, was allegedly behind the wheel of his vehicle when it crashed at Heathcote in Sydney's south 18 months ago. It was alleged Mullen veered onto the wrong side of the Heathcote Road on the afternoon of December 18, 2020. His car collided with an oncoming Subaru Forester, documents tendered to Sutherland local court reveal. And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take our subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.